good.
Music up. Mic's down.
Devo. I need...
Hello, my name is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kathy E. of Seaford, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio.
Hesitating. You want to go in, but you're hesitating.
You pace back and forth out front, checking your watch. You're late already. It's now or never.
You take a deep breath and walk in through the doorway. The beaded curtains make a clinking sound as you pass through them.
It's smoky, sort of, and a little dark. Suddenly, your head feels heavy.
You see the woman sitting at the crappy card table in the back. She looks like a cliche, wrapped in scarves and shuffling her deck of cards.
She motions for you to sit and studies you. It's hard to hold her gaze, but you feel like you can't turn away.
Just get your money's worth, you think to yourself. You'll just go home and laugh about this later.
Love, she says suddenly. It's hard for you.
She's pulled a card and lays it down in front of you. Two of cups.
She pulls another. And another, the Empress, the Wheel of Fortune. She examines them, then you.
You're closed off from the world, she says. Why is that? What has the world done to you?
You almost instinctively roll your eyes. She laughs, which startles you.
Where do I begin, you say. You think back on the last few years, the hurt, the pain, the beautiful highs and the devastating lows. You picture the only person that has ever made you truly feel like you, and how messy everything became, later. But you're not about to tell this stranger about that.
Suddenly, the woman interrupts your train of thought.
It was hard to lose her, I can tell, she says. Here, I know what you need to do.
She pulls a newspaper from a messy pile behind her, rips off the corner, scribbles something down with a ballpoint pen.
You must have shown the skepticism on your face because she laughs again.
Go here, she says, tapping the paper with her long red acrylic nail.
You look down at the phone number. 857 dial love? Above it, she's scrawled out.
The Love Motel.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Love Motel, your home on the airwaves for all things love and romance. This is Honey.
And this is Donna. And if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, where I am, I hope you're not having a hard time finding ways to beat this awful heat that's pressing down on us these days, and spending your afternoons in swimming holes that no one's touched yet.
Or maybe you found us on the dial while driving towards the smoggy, smoggy sunset in Los Angeles, where I am, and you've got the radio turned all the way up.
Or wherever you found us, coast to coast, we're glad you've chosen to spend the night with us.
If this is your first time here, The Love Motel is a late-night radio romance talk show where we answer your love advice questions and send your personal ads and misconnections out on the airwaves.
And play you just the right love songs that you needed to hear.
So, Donna, we've got a lot of letters stacked high in that inbox tonight. Who did we hear from?
Well, honey, tonight we'll hear from someone whose partner isn't showing up for them the way they need them to in the face of a big challenge. And one listener who needs advice on acting on a workplace crush.
Plus, we have someone else whose future is laid out as a bunch of question marks.
And we can't wait to read through these with all of you out there, sitting by your radios on this lonely evening.
So hold on to your hearts.
And keep that dial tuned to 90.7 FM.
We're so excited to spend the night with you.
Well, honey, let's dive right in.
Our first listener wanted our advice on how to act around a cutie coworker. They called themselves Head Over Heels, and they wrote,
"Dear Donna and Honey, so I'm really into this guy. Like, really, really into this guy. I think he's so hot. He's really funny, and we're super compatible. It's that feeling like I start talking like Elmer Fudd every time I see him, and I have to try to keep my cool. However, we work at the same place. We don't actually work together directly. He works in a totally different department than me. We've seen each other around a lot. We always exchange hellos when we see each other and all that, but I don't know how to really get a chance to talk to him to see if he's even interested in me. We're both in our late 20s, and we've been working at the same place for like over 2 years. I don't know if this is cool or if it's a bad idea or what, but I also feel like I could be missing out on an amazing opportunity with this person. Thoughts? Suggestions so I don't blow my cool?"
No better reason to go to work than the chance encounter with someone across the cubicle, right?
That's gotta make punching the clock a little less of a drag. A crush that goes against the workplace guidelines is just that much juicier. And in many situations, we might even ultimately advise against it. The eventual mess is often nowhere near worth the initial thrill. But since you work in different departments, I think there's less risk here. That being said, the key is going to be for you to do your getting to know each other at the local watering hole and not the water cooler. I know in your letter you said that it's hard to catch this guy alone. But if you've spoken enough to know that you'd be compatible, then hopefully it won't feel too forward or awkward to ask him what he likes to do outside the office, even if you are stuttering like Elmer Fudd. Or, are there any work functions coming up? An office Christmas party where you might have a chance to chat over the punch bowl? Do you have any coworkers who are closer with him? Maybe they can clue you in on what he's into off the clock.
Yes, Donna, that was my first thought too. Put your coworkers to work for you. Someone else must know something about him and can tell you if he's single and interested. I can imagine you're hesitant to put yourself out there in case he doesn't want a promotion to position of your boyfriend. And then you have to duck behind your desk when you see him coming down the hallway, or worse, decide to change career paths out of shame. But having someone do a little human resourcing on your behalf sounds like just the thing.
And from there, we hope the rest is history. Just make sure you're careful about who you CC on those flirty emails.
So here's a song to start our night that perfectly says what you're feeling Head Over Heels. Let's listen to Alone by Heart.
Lying here, the room's pitch dark. know how long I have waited, and I was gonna tell you tonight. But the secret is still my own, and my love for you is still unknown.
You're listening to the Love Motel. Did you know we need you to keep the lights on around here?
That's right. We're waiting for you to check in. Submit a question for us, Donna and Honey, or write in a personal ad and we'll read it out on the air.
Or want to let your sweetie know you're thinking of them? Submit a song dedication and we'll play a tune that's just for the two of you.
Well, how do they do that, honey?
It's easy, Donna. Find us on the web at thelovemotelradio.com or call us and leave a message and we'll play it out on the air.
Just call 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. Can't wait to hear from you.
Welcome back to the Love Motel, your home on the radio airwaves for love advice and all the world's greatest love songs.
We sure hope you're having a sweet night out there. And if you're feeling down tonight,
we hope hearing Donna and Honey's voices coming out of your speakers is making you feel a little less lonely. So, who did we hear from next, Donna?
Next up, I want to see if we can help out a person who called themselves Moving Mistress, who wrote,
"Happy sweaty season, Donna and Honey. I recently found out that my partner and I have to move out of the house we've lived in for 3 years. The renting market in the city I live in is horrible right now, and there's a housing crisis. So trying to find a new place for us to live has me pretty much over the edge. My partner is a dreamboat in almost all things, but I'm having trouble getting the help I need from him during this stressful time. I've tried to help him fill out his half of our applications and have encouraged him to share with me places he likes, but it doesn't seem to be working. The heat and the hustle got me down, ladies. Any suggestions? Sincerely yours, the Moving Mistress."
It pains us to hear that the pandemic-spurred housing crisis has reached its horrible long arms to you, Moving Mistress. It's happening all over the country, and we're sending all our love and strength out to the many, many people who are facing similar situations right now.
And all the more reason for your partner to be grateful for what he has, namely a roof over his head and a loving person like you to share his bed and pull his own weight. Does he think you're actually enjoying this process and he's just gonna let you enjoy it all on your own?
Quite honestly, the first solution my mind went to was looking him right in his gorgeous face and saying, "Listen, this is really freaking me out and I need your help, and here's how you can do that." And it might be worth cutting right to it like that, given the time constraints of the moving process and in a competitive rental market. Maybe his way of dealing with his half of the stress is by shutting down or pretending the situation isn't as real as it is, which, unfortunately, in this case, just isn't going to cut it. So you gotta snap him out of it. When that dreamboat of yours hears that he's gotta straighten up and fly right for his better half, I'm sure he'll follow suit.
That's true, Donna. For a lot of people, denial and procrastination is just a coping mechanism for stuff that's big and scary. But he doesn't need to be scared. You're willing to hold his hand and walk him through this, taking the lead and being brave for the both of you. He's just got to put one foot after the other and follow you along, bare minimum.
Maybe a way to get him started down that path is by giving him a hard directive. Make a list of what needs to get done between today and the day you need to be out of your current place, and tell him to start at the top and work his way down.
Totally. And that's also a great way to take something that feels vast and overwhelming and break it down into very concrete, actionable, non-scary steps. Hopefully, that kind of thinking makes things easier for him, and most importantly, for you.
Moving Mistress, just in case he's not saying it, we'll say it. Thank you for your patience in this stressful situation.
And we're sending up prayers to the angels of homemaking and house hunting to send the perfect little nest your way. We'll play you a song in just that spirit. Here's Our House by Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your while you place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
Survivor, where are you taking me now? Smooth operator, do it all later. When will you ever come down? I still believe in you now, somehow. I still believe in you now. We've been together forever. You should know me by now. There's trouble in my mind. I can't find the right lines. Get to you somehow. I still believe in you now. Somehow. I still believe in you now. And that feeling sun in your eye, then the moon starts to cry, our hearts not deny, a feeling we can hold through the night. Beautiful dreamer, make my life sweet, dream a song in my heart. I'm running on empty, I know. Close the door from the start. I still believe in you now, somehow. I still believe in you now.
Someone out there wanted us to put a song dedication on the airwaves for them. They wrote,
I want to send some sonic love out to my favorite local postal worker. I don't know his name, but I love his blonde curly mullet, his big old glasses, and his soothing presence. Not to mention the way he handles my mail with care.
So hey, mailman, this one's for you.
Thank you. just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel, because I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven will be. I'm in heaven, I get carried away, I dream of him and me, and how it's gonna be. Other fella, call me up for a date, but I just sit and wait. I'd rather concentrate on Johnny Angel, because I love him, and I pray that someday he'll love me, and together we will see how lovely heaven will be.
Johnny Angel,
Johnny Angel, to me.
Welcome back to the Love Motel, a sonic sanctuary for everyone. The brokenhearted, the madly in love,
and everyone in between. You know, this show runs on submissions from all our lovers out there. Without you, the hallways of this place would be quiet and empty.
So if you're out there with your ear pressed up against the radio and think you'd like to be a part of our next show, do us the pleasure of heading over to thelovemotelradio.com and submit a personal ad or missed connection so we can matchmake right here in town or anywhere coast to coast.
Or leave us a message on our love hotline. Call 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel. In the meantime, let's hear from one more listener.
We'll call them Rooting for Love, and they wrote,
"Dear Donna and Honey, I've been given an offer for a new job in a few months, and I'm planning on moving to a whole new city. It's a really great gig, and I'm excited to go. The only thing is, I've been really nervous about finding the one. I've been in and out of relationships for a good few years, and I'd really like to settle down or go more steady with a special someone. I'm not even sure how long I'll be in this new city or what the scene will be like. I feel like it could be a bit too strong to put it out there that I'm really gunning to settle down soon, and I don't want to miss out on what my new environment has to offer. I'd really appreciate any helpful insight."
Oh, we feel you. This is a confusing crossroads that's on many of our maps.
And what do you think, Donna? Is it possible we have an overthinker on our hands?
I think so, but no sweat. We're all prone to getting caught in some cart before the horse thinking. I think you're right to not want to miss out on this new experience. This new job and new move can be an opportunity in many more ways than one. If you don't yet have to sacrifice a potential partnership because of this new job, and it's something that you're excited for and that you want, you should definitely follow this path for now, one step at a time, one foot in front of the other, and maybe along the way, you will meet a special someone. And then you can worry about whether or not you want to continue in this line of work that's making it so hard to settle down. You may even meet someone who wants to roll out of that town with you. Or take a beat to truly weigh your priorities. If this job is making it difficult to hang in one place long enough to find love, how possible would it be for you to find work that allows you to stay put? There's absolutely zero shame in prioritizing your desire to put down roots over a career. It's not always an easy choice, but you'll know when it's time.
That's a good point, Donna. And it's hard not to future trip, especially as you're about to embark on something new. You want to plan. Protect yourself against any obstacles. Prep yourself for pure happiness and contentment. But that's not how love works. You might find love in that new city, or you might find it in your hometown bar when you come back for a visit, or your one true love might be waiting for you at your second cousin's wedding that you're dreading going to next year. Who knows? Love is mysterious and weird and very frustrating like that. But one thing that is kind of certain is that when you meet someone who's looking for it too, you'll know, because they'll tell you, or they'll act like it, or you'll be so busy enjoying their company and feeling like you're on the same page that you won't even have time to stop and worry about how to tell them that what you want is something real. You'll find someone to be in lockstep with, and when you do, the questions you have for us will fall away. You'll forget what it's like to even wonder. But who knows when that will happen? In this city, in this year, in this decade? Who knows? We don't. You don't. So go, move, be happy, meet people if you want to meet new people. If someone you meet feels like they're not on the same page as you, don't waste your time. Or do, just for fun, but stop overthinking it, because that's no fun for anybody.
Honey, you've gone and done it again. Perfectly said.
I've learned from the best, and that's you, Donna. So let's play a song that sums up all of these feelings.
Here's Wheel in the Sky by Journey. We'll be right back.
on a July morning, looking for love with the strength of a new day dawning and the beautiful sun. At the sound of the first bird singing, I was leaving for home with the storm and the night behind me and a road of my own. With the day came the resolution, I'll be looking for you. La la la. For love in the strangest places, there wasn't a stone that I left unturned. Must have tried more than a thousand faces, and not one was aware of the fire that burned
in my heart. On a July morning, I was looking for love with the strength of a new day dawning and the beautiful sun. And at the sound of the first bird singing, I was leaving for home with the storm and the night behind me, yeah, and a road of my own.
With the day came the resolution, I'll be looking for you. La la la. La la la.
Here's another song request coming through the airwaves. This listener wrote,
I wanted to dedicate a song to a special someone. The way you look at me still drives me wild. Signed, Anne.
Welcome back to the Love Motel, your home away from home, keeping you company on another lonely night.
Because after all, home is where the heart is, and yours is checked into a room with us, finally getting the R&R that it deserves.
You said it, Donna. Well, it's been oh so pleasurable to spend this evening with all of you, but it's time to send you all home and flick off the lights here at the Love Motel.
So drop your keys at the door. And don't forget to pick them back up next month.
Until then, you know you can always hang out with Donna and Honey over on our website, thelovemotelradio.com, where you can catch up on all our old shows.
Plus, you can submit your own questions for us, or even a personal ad or missed connection.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel.
That's right. Slide into our DMs anytime.
Or better yet, pick up the phone and leave us an anonymous voicemail.
We know it can be hard to open up your heart on the airwaves, but please don't be shy.
We love to hear from you, and we can't do this show without you.
Our number, in case you missed it, is 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
And if we didn't get to your letter this time, don't worry. We haven't forgotten about you. We'll read it out next time and help you wade through whatever's on your mind.
So let's go out with a Donna and Honey favorite.
This song is always reverberating around the halls of the Love Motel. We hope you like it.
Until next time, don't forget,
love is in the airwaves.
And some men like a fowling, and some men like in my mileage chamber. But if